Hi, dictation for Debbie record. D like Detroit, E like Ellie, B like boy, B like boy, I like Inkster, E like Ellie. Debbie record, R-E-C-O-R-D. Date of birth is 9/29/1959. Date of service is 7/22/2023. The patient reports that she is suffering from the chief complaint of falling. Severe pain in the lower back, more towards the right, as well as right hip pain, and pain in both the knees. She is very painful, and she cannot walk. She had a surgery on lumbar spine L3-4 in 2018 by Dr. Redden at Surgery Center. However, the pain is still going on in the lower back and no relief. She also reports that she has been told that there is no cartilage in her knees and it's causing her severe pain. She also reports that she fell 1 year ago and she hurt the tailbone and right hip. And she also fell sideways in 2021 and also in 2003. Three falls are reported. The pains are going on for the last 3 years. She has had an MRI at Basha as an extension. History of presenting illness. Patient report that she does not have any automobile accident or work-related injury, but only few falls. One was in 2022, 2021, and then 2003. The pains are the worst for last 3 years. She injured her tailbone and right hip, and she also is having severe pain in the lower back and right hip area without any radiation of pain. She also reports a pain in both the knees at around 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Lower back pain and right hip pain is 9 to 10. She has a problem in walking more than a block. She is using rollator walker and she has a cane at home. Her family physician is Dr. Hubert, who referred this patient to be evaluated. According to her, these pains in the lower back and the knees are continuous as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, aching, tiring, fearful. And highest pain intensity is 8 to 10. The ADLs are affected 10. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, walking, driving, and improved by medication. Associated with some numbness, tingling, pins and needle, and muscle weakness, and denies any bladder bowel incontinence. She has a sleep problem, denies any mood problem, depression, self-worth, concentration, anxiety, dissociative, homicidal thoughts. In addition, patient has no headaches or TBI symptoms, and further denies any subtle anesthesia, any anxiety, depression, panic, no history of any weakness, lightheadedness, only moderate difficulty in walking. ADLs are affected as follows. Currently, patient reports walking, standing, or running, home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, cooking in the kitchen, and reaching into cabinets is affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. The rest of the ADLs are not gravely affected. In the system review, please mention that patient suffers from the following: diabetes, type 2. An endocrine disease, musculoskeletal arthritis, past surgical history, fusion of L3 and L4 in 2018 by Dr. Redden, and hysterectomy 2021 in Extension Hospital, allergies to penicillin. Please also mention that regarding past treatment, patient reports of extensive physical therapy, epidural injections, medications, surgery that have been done. And she reports that she has had two epidural injections in the lumbar spine. And after that, she underwent for a surgery, L3-4, with laminectomy and fusion of the spine. She also had one injection to sacroiliac joint on both sides. And both the knees, she had some three injections. She also underwent some ablation of nerve in the lumbar spine, which helped some pain. Family history is as follows. Mother is deceased. due to the old age. Father is deceased due to old age. No siblings are existing. No brothers, sisters. In the relationship status, patient is married and lives with her husband. Employment status, patient is retired. No, she is not working. And legal history, no attorney is representing her case. Personal history, patient does not drink, does smoke 1.5 pack a day, and no use of recreational drugs. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 157 over 95, pulse is 87, pulse ox is 100, 60, and the height is 5 feet and weight is 230. 63-year-old African-American female of a good built nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. With no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colony care. Sitting comfortably and well-built, well-nourished. No acute distress, shortness of breath, severe pain, faces are noticed. Patient does not appear to be overtly anxious or lethargic, depressed. And good attitude, demeanor is exhibited and dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk with the rollator walker with pain. The gait is antalgic and slow. Rest of the exam is from the template. Except for the skin, please mention that there is a scar in the lower back for the surgery at L3-4. Neurological examination is normal. Musculature examination is normal. In the musculoskeletal examination, please mention. An inspection and palpation is normal. Spine tenderness is not present. Paravertebral muscle spasm is not present. Paravertebral muscle hypertonicity is not present. Range of motion of the cervical spine is normal. At a forward flexion of 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation at 80. Lumbar spine range of motions. Forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 30, bilateral rotation is 25. Hyperextension was not painful beyond 10 degrees. It was painful beyond 10 degrees. In the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain, in the cervical spine, Hoffman sign, Sperling sign, Lermit test, distraction test, Sotal test is negative. In thoracic spine, Roos test, slump test is negative. In lumbar spine, Brodzinski-Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test was positive at 40 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive at 40 bilaterally. Breger test was negative. Kemp test was positive. Babinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joints. Bilateral sacroiliac joints are not tender, but there is a Faber test is positive bilaterally and Gonsalon test is positive bilaterally. Trendelenburg sign is negative. Distraction test, iliac compression test, and standing flexion test was negative. Extremities, except for both the knees, rest of the extremities are found to be completely normal with warm to touch, well perfused, without tenderness or pedal edema, contusion, laceration, or any muscle spasm or varicose vein. The range of motion of all other joints is completely normal. Quick test is negative. No leg length disturbance is noticed. The gait is antalgic due to the pain in the knees. Examination of the knees is as follows. Patient points down pain inside the deeper part of the knee joints bilaterally on asking. On inspection, however, the knees appear to be arthritic and perfect for her age. According to her age, and there is no scar, erythema, or effusion. On palpation, there is no crepitus, grinding noise, popping noise, and mild tenderness is noticed. And their asymmetry is there. Range of motion is 135 degrees of flexion. Collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power is 4/5. Valgus varus abnormally not present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative. McMurray Steinman is negative. Patellar apprehension was positive bilaterally. Diagnosis. E11.9, R26.89, Z79.891. In the lower extremity, knees M25.561, M25.562, M23.205, M23.202, M17.11, M17.12, M22.40. In the lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA, M48.06, 43.27, M96.1, M48.06, sacroiliac spine, M46.1 bilaterally with S3.5XXA, M54.17. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient has a first visit without the list of all the medication that are required to provide all the medication. Although we have been told that she's on narco and pregabalin 100 milligram and diclofenac from her previous physician, and she's using rollator walker. Her urine exam has been done, MAPs were reviewed, which show that she got 75 tablets on 7-6-2023, narco 5 milligram, 75 tablets. However, the patient says that the medication is not helping at all and she would like some extra help because the knees are hurting incredibly. So no non-narcotic medication have not been provided since the patient is already on pregabalin 100 milligram twice a day and diclofenac topical, and we are waiting for a list of medications. In the narcotic medication, please mention patient was provided 15 tablets of Percocet 7.5 325 once a day daily for pain relief temporarily. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Refer to psychiatry if warranted, if patient thinks she's anxiety, depression, and for hypnosis, behavioral modification for the purpose of helping in the pain is okay. Fitness club program has been discussed at length, including swimming pool, hot pool. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. The patient did bring some MRI. They are done lumbar spine MRI on November 28, 2022 at Basha. This shows that there is a post-surgical changes with bilateral transperticular screws and intervertebral spacer at L3 and L4, minimal diffuse disc bulge encroaching upon the neural foramen bilaterally, laminectomy defects at L3-4. However, at L2-3, there is a disc desiccation, traces of retrolisthesis and facet hypertrophy, ligamentum thickening, small bilateral, small facet joint effusions, mild narrowing of the central canal. L4, L5, there is a diffuse disc circumferential bulge resulting in minimal or mild bilateral neural foramen narrowing with mild facet hypertrophy, ligamentum flavum thickening. L5, S1, mild diffuse disc bulge eccentric to the right resulting in mild right neural foramen narrowing. There is also a right hip MRI available which shows advanced arthritic changes affecting the right hip with hip protrusion. Is mostly caused by atypical osteoarthritis. A CT scan was recommended, which has not been done. interventional pain procedures. Remotely speaking, if the patient requires extensive pain medication, then it is proposed that bilateral knee injections, hip injection on the right, and lumbar epidural steroid injection will be conducted, maybe sacroiliac joint injection also to help her with the pain. And in surgical options, patient has already seen Dr. Redden for lumbar surgery. I don't think more surgery is planned. However, she's being referred to orthopedic surgery, Dr. Cohen, for a possible total knee replacement bilaterally. Referred to neuropsych is not warranted. Attended care casework is not warranted. Past medical records have been ordered released. Investigations. We are ordering an MRI of bilateral knees to identify the further issues. A CT scan is not being ordered for the hip. We'll have the orthopedic surgeon make the decision. And DMEs, patient is already having a rollator walker, and she wears a bandage for the knees. Education is yes, and then follow-up visit in 10 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.